Wireland Ranch, an amalgamation. Welcome, Overseer.
She hesitates as though nice is not the proper descriptor for the complex palette of emotions this moment has conjured.
Interesting to see you again.
The Overseer opens his eyes, the lids heavy, weighed down by a dogged, stubborn sleep still trying to drag him back into the beckoning arms of a slumber from which he'd just awoken. He finds he feels more revived than he does awake, as though the act of opening his eyes had done more than process light into images in his visual cortex, but also, maybe, and this thought arrived with a shudder, maybe saved his life.
Do you know where you are?
He did not, and as his eyes adjusted to his surroundings, he began to question if he even wanted to know. Some things are, after all, unknowable, and this room he finds himself in seems to fit snugly into that category. But you and I, friends, the limits of knowing do not extend to us, as we are the witnesses, and by the end, we will all have a slightly different story to tell. Before we know this room, though, this room on the dividing line of everything and a nothing so complete the word nothing doesn't even begin to define it, we must know the arrival. He'd been making waste of time low-rent deliveries all day at that point. $2 here and $3 there. An average all-day delivery shift in a perpetually collapsing economy veering dangerously toward what some might consider the end, while others, like our driver here, would consider an improvement. He released the steering wheel and reached for the device ringing in the passenger seat of his gunmetal gray hatchback, and made a sort of duck-lipped kissy face at the camera to unlock the screen. His mouth immediately fell open, and his blue eyes sparkled a hint of green because in place of the usual $2.50 and 4 miles was 26 miles and $175, and holy shit, he might finally be able to call it a day. Now, a few different thoughts crowded our driver's mind when he saw this, and for a moment, everything became overwhelming, and the world pushed against the edges of his vision and compressed everything in on him, toward him in a threatening way, as though the world and everything in it was going to force itself into his eyeballs and down his throat, and the brake lights ahead of him were fast approaching, and he took a deep breath in and out. I have seen some ruin in my time on this earth, as we all have if you're alive in this year of our Lord, but this is something different, man. This place is raised. There's no other way to describe it. I'm as close as I can get to downtown, and there's nothing.
The blast seems to have originated from an abandoned lot at the corner of Lazarus and Nod, just west of Main Street. Sheriff Farken of Riverside County will begin a press conference shortly. But first, let us take a moment to consider those who have been lost in this terrible tragedy in tonight's moment of silence, brought to you by the caring folks over at Mojave Logistics. When you need that heat, trust Mojave.
I don't think he even notices.
Yes, do you notice?
Our driver does not notice.
Well, he doesn't notice. Kind of home is.
Walmart or DMV?
Give him
a Walmart.
That shit's
a jam.
The streetlights shine dirty through the brakes and the filth. Our driver hits the wipers once more, this time fluid free, and large clumps of dirt break off and fly over the top of the car, sliding shadows over his face from the metal halide gleaming through the sunroof. He looks in the rearview mirror to determine if his actions affected any other cars, because at heart our driver is a genuinely good person, but looking was a fucking mistake.
Look fucking away!
Everything goes dark. Look, he says, I just need gas, so I'm gonna slide this tin under the window and go. I hope whatever it is that's bothering you will work itself out. I find that it often does. You have a beautiful night, okay? The redhead stares at him, spellbound and stunned,
I cannot verify the thoughts going through her head, but I do know there is something along the lines with. Friends, she is absolutely correct. After our driver leaves and drags this mess with him, she will watch as an eye holding the embodied gaze of filth and greed and corruption stares through her very being, and that stare will strip the soul from her spine and leave her as a shell with her faith in the good old God she has trusted all her life cracked and empty. And unfortunately for her children and her parents and all of her friends, she will put the shotgun to her head the owner keeps behind the counter and leave her own skull in the same state.
Welcome to Wireland Ranch. We are so happy you have decided to join us as a conduit to reality. I am Mr. Moldington, resident host and propaganda minister here at the ranch. Right now, you may be wondering, why me? What made me so special that I was chosen for such an honor? And there are many answers to that question, most of which you will not be receiving. But I can tell you that deep in your genetic history, another came before you. Somewhere on the Wall of Workings, your ancestor lies in state and will be consumed in the distant future when we finally cycle back through to a newer and vastly improved humanity. But we won't let that get us down. We won't let it last too long either. An enlightened population is far removed from our own goals and needs. So we would send in the most nihilistic among us to recruit a prophet of the past, to dig it up and spread it throughout the land like a virus. A virus that cannot be refused. Because what that virus offers is ease. Ease above all else. Ease and comfort at any cost. And they will ensure that things pan out the way they should.
And yes, friends, we will. You may be looking around at the world you inhabit, at the place you call home, and notice that it feels foreign. Changing in insurmountable ways day after day, you see the city of Atlanta building a cop supercenter with $60 million of taxpayer funds, which will be used to wage urban warfare against those very same taxpayers. You see several Nazis leading a dementia patient in the polls for your upcoming presidential race. You see smoke filling up your cities and the price of eggs increased by 700% due to
inflation.
You see a news article stating that egg producers increased their profits by 700%. You see landlords charging four times the rent on their 600 properties, and Capital One is telling you to stop eating out, despite being well aware that your money bailed them out of a series of exceedingly idiotic and greedy business decisions. You see the world in which you were taught you can get ahead with hard work and dedication sold off to the same six people at wholesale prices, and you can't even afford a movie ticket anymore. Your escapes have become unaffordable, and your jobs have become your life. And I hate to tell you this, friends, but this does not get any better. As a matter of fact, it just keeps getting worse. So you look around and see these things and begin to wonder, what happened? How did things become so wrong? Friends, today, I come to you to answer that question. So let's take a trip back down to Wireland, shall we? Just round the bend, you and me, and listen to the sigils swell and speak. Swell and speak. Squeal and creak.
Well, that could have gone better.